Coming in too low on a sunny July day, Asiana Flight 214 breaks apart after hitting a seawall on approach to the San Francisco airport. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board investigates the crash. Chairman Deborah Hersman.
Asiana 214 reported that they had the airport in sight. They were cleared for the visual approach.
A visual approach. The pilot is expected to land manually. On this day in San Francisco, without the help of the Boeing 777's advanced automation and ground radio beacons that keep the jet on a glide path to the runway. Aviation experts say reliance on automation can lead to danger and confusion when pilots are forced to execute basic manual flying procedures. They call it automation addiction.
I think that this accident could have happened any time since 2000.
Vic Hooper flew with Asiana until 2011. As a captain on the same type of plane that crashed, the 777, he found many co-pilots unable to fly a visual approach.
And I was pushing the first officer to fly a visual approach, which he really didn't want to do. And I said, you need the experience. And he goes, no, I don't have to know how to do this. And so he ended up leveling off too early.
Captain Hooper took back the controls and landed the plane safely. The FAA has told VOA that it has temporarily banned foreign pilots from using visual approaches in San Francisco. It took this action after seeing an increase in aborted landings, or go-arounds, by foreign pilots attempting visual approaches, including one by Asiana less than 2 weeks after the crash. Also, as a consequence of the crash, Asiana issued its own temporary ban. No first officers were to make any landings in the U.S. and Europe, and only in good conditions elsewhere. The man responsible for flight safety in South Korea, Kwon Yong-bo, says the recent NTSB visit to Asiana headquarters concentrated on pilot education and training and maintenance of the 777. He says investigators should also look at the San Francisco airport.
The airport instituted non-precision instrument approaches, and this reflects that the airport itself is difficult for landing. I acknowledge that rather than the aviation authorities, the airline companies provide various landing trainings, such as automation and manual landing.
VOA asked Park Jong-guk, executive director of the Airline Pilots Association of Korea, about the amount of simulator training pilots receive for manual landings.
Well, it is difficult to say that it is adequate or not adequate because we do visual approaches one in every 6 months.
Aviation experts say the difference is that other airline pilots do it more here, in the actual cockpit, rather than only in simulators. Sources say Asiana pilots routinely decline offers of visual approaches given by air traffic controllers.
And then I said, we only have 23 minutes of fuel.
This former Asiana pilot, whom we will call George, says a U.S. air traffic controller asked him a few coded questions to determine if George was American. And only then did he clear him for a visual approach.
Expats whose first language is English, or his English is good, they let the air traffic services know there's somebody who speaks English that understands, and you get much better handling.
Western pilots were brought into South Korea after a series of airplane crashes in the 1990s. After this 1997 accident on Guam, the South Korean government suspended 138 flights per week for 6 months. Then in 2001, the Federal Aviation Administration dropped South Korea to a Category 2 international safety rating. The release said Korea does not comply with international safety standards. Later that year, the country corrected the safety concerns and was reinstated to a Category 1.
Well, this is my testimony.
During this time, Jim Hall was chairman of the NTSB, pushing for the U.S. safety investigation. We showed him much more recent examples of Asiana and Korean Air episodes over Canadian airspace. They include language barriers, flying at wrong altitudes, not following air traffic control orders, and deviations from flight plans. Hall is calling for another probe.
To see whether or not, again, this is an isolated incident, or whether, if there is a pattern here, why that the steps that had been taken earlier are reappearing again in a fatal accident at the San Francisco airport.
The NTSB isn't commenting on an existing investigation. Just hours after the crash, Asiana executives held a news conference and apologized. But Asiana turned down our request for an interview. Korean Air emailed us a statement pointing to more simulator training, new pilot manuals, and the addition of Western trainers and more. Steps the airline says are significant changes made over the past 15 years. Carolyn Persuti, VOA News, Washington.